Hello and welcome to the Clemson Communication Connection. I'm Katie Coronado. Today we're honored to have with us a very special guest, Dr. Deanna Salnow. She's professor and chair of the Department of Communication at Clemson University. She's also the executive director of the International Crisis and Risk Communication Association. And we are very excited to have her with us today. Dr. Salnow, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Katie. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity and for this vision to be able to provide this podcast and this service to the Clemson community, to students, faculty, and everyone who can learn about all the exciting things that are happening at your Department of Communication. I'd like to start by asking, who is Dr. Deanna Salnow, and how did you get your start in this exciting field of communication?
Happy to share a little bit about that. I actually got involved in the field of communication through the back door of competitive forensics. I started in competing in forensics in high school, but then when I went to St. Cloud State University in Minnesota, I began doing competitive forensics as part of their speech team. And that's really that's how I got involved in the field. And it's actually where I met my spouse, who is my research partner and in the field as well, Tim Salnow. But I actually did a lot of forensics. I was a national level competitor. And then I really actually did communication and music through my bachelor's degree and my master's degree. I actually got involved in the field through competitive forensics. I did forensics in high school. And then when I went to St. Cloud State University in Minnesota, a land grant university there, I started doing competitive forensics for them on the team. And ultimately, I did actually do both speech communication and music as an undergraduate and as a master's student. And my forensics background, I actually did a competitive speech about Richard Wagner's Ring cycle of operas as they influenced Hitler and Nazi Germany. And so I kind of combined my music and communication. When I did my PhD, I actually combined my interests there too in developing a rhetorical perspective for examining both the musical and lyrical aspects of music as communication. So that's where I got started.
Wow, that's a very interesting and unique background in communication. And from that, you have become an international expert and traveled to tell people about the importance of international crisis and risks and how to manage crisis across the globe. And Deanna, I'd like to know a little bit about how that happened. How did you transition into that level of expertise and some of the cool things that you have done recently? I know that you do that also with Dr. Tim Salnow, your husband, and you're known for such great work in this field that stemmed from everything that you just mentioned. But at this point, you're at a level where people say, we need your expertise because this is something that can actually bring peace and save a lot of lives if you think about big picture.
Right. Dr. Tim Salnow and I, about 15 years ago, really dedicated ourselves to uniting the expertise that I have in instructional communication and the expertise he had in the field of organizational communication and crisis communication. And from there, we pooled our resources and have been we started by working on a model for designing and testing communication messages in times of risk and crisis that would actually produce results of learners realizing the importance, the relevance of the risk or crisis to them and those they care about, understanding accurately what's happening and what's being done about it, and then actually behaving in desirable ways for self-protection and to mitigate risk and harm for them and those they care about. So we truly believe that the right words at the right time save lives. And that's where we have been focusing for about 15 years now, is really on trying to make sure that what we call the end user, the various citizens and target populations get the information in ways that they can understand it and know and be motivated to do the things that will be best for them and those they care about. We developed a crisis conference and association that is called the International Crisis and Risk Communication Association as part of our work in that field, because we had been getting so connected in our research travels. We've been gifted with the opportunity to travel to places like Uganda, Hong Kong, New Delhi, Vietnam, Jakarta, Indonesia, as well as areas in Europe such as Germany, Italy, France, Spain, and Canada. We've got partnerships. We decided that it was time for us to try to create some formalized structure where we would always be interacting and meeting. And we have a conference that we host every year in March, where we bring people together from all over the world, practitioners in the field, as well as academic researchers, to spend 3 days really talking about issues of risk and crisis as they operate in the global risk society we live in, to try to improve how we communicate about these risks and crises in a ways that resonate in a global risk society across countries.
Wow, Deanna, very impactful and such important work at a global level. How do you think this work will impact your role here at Clemson? So let's go back. What is your role here at Clemson? And how do you think all of this experience will contribute?
My role here at Clemson is department chair of the Department of Communication, and to bring some leadership to that communication, to really tap into what are the real needs and issues that communication students that we graduate from here in our undergraduate and graduate programs can actually go out and make a real difference with the issues that we are facing in the world today. So one of the things that I really want to do here is to expand and help our faculty get and students get connected with some of the partnerships we've already developed, but across so that we can really be strategic about our partnerships and the role of communication across international borders. And certainly we will do that with the partnerships we already have with people in Europe and in Canada. But I really want to expand that strategically to the Global South, because the Global South is a part of the world that doesn't always have the opportunities to interact with those of us in some of the other Western countries. And I really want to make that a strategic partnership for us here at Clemson.
Deanna, that all sounds really like it ties into things that are happening around the country now, and that's going to help better prepare your students for future global needs. What other things are you bringing with you to Clemson?
Well, one of the things we'll be bringing with us to Clemson is we have been hosting the International Crisis and Risk Communication Conference in Orlando for about 10 years now, and that we will be bringing that conference to Clemson University, which will also help build some bridges and partnerships with our practicing professionals from places like the World Health Organization, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the German Federal Institute for Risk Assessment. Some of those kinds of opportunities, we'll start to make those connections with our faculty and students here at Clemson. I'm excited about that. We're also going to be launching a new cutting-edge PhD in communication that will speak to the needs we face in both our local, and our global communities that capitalizes on our strengths of our faculty and programs at Clemson. I'm very excited about that opportunity to also bridge that gap. I just hired a new undergraduate program coordinator who, with one of his portfolio, will be to advance our global efforts in a globalized world.
Deanna, as if that weren't enough, I know that you have other very competitive elements in your program. What other things are you excited about, and what other visions do you have for your program? I know that there's a lot of production, multimedia. There are amazing speech and debate teachers, professors who are nationally recognized. Tell us about that.
I'm very excited about that. One of the reasons that I was drawn to come to work here at Clemson University as the department chair in communication is because the strategic plan for Clemson University for the next 12 years is called Clemson Elevate. And it's really about propelling our success and strengthening our reputation locally and globally of our land grant institution. And it's really has three pillars to it. The first pillar is to make sure that we're delivering the number one student experience. Well, what we're going to do here in our department with our students is to make sure that that is happening across multimedia platforms with our wonderful award-winning Tiger Student Media programs, as well as some global opportunities that we're already nurturing to get students to do some study abroad experiences in places like Cyprus, Germany, Brazil, and Uganda. So I'm very excited about that. The second pillar is to double our research by 2025. Again, this risk and crisis conference we'll be bringing here is all about expanding our research opportunities in ways that are being thinking globally, not just locally. And then the third pillar is transform lives statewide and beyond. And again, you can see how all of these things that I'm talking about are interacting to actually address those three pillars of the strategic plan, Clemson Elevate. I'm really excited about that. We have some things that are in this program that are absolutely phenomenal that I just want to give a shout out to before we're done here. One is our social media listening center located on the fifth floor of the Cooper Library. What that is an interdisciplinary lab that uses cutting edge technology to listen to, monitor, measure, and engage in social media conversations across more than 350 digital and social media platforms in real time. It's really excited. We can do content analyses, sentiment analyses, and network analyses of very large data sets across multiple platforms at the same time. It's really exciting work, and it's cutting edge because it's where we are today in the world is where social media is critical to be able to understand as a communication expert. Another thing is our media forensics hub, which was launched in May of 2020, and that's on the fourth floor of the Watt Family Innovation Center. It's also interdisciplinary, but and is supported by major commitments from the John S. and James Knight Foundation and the South Carolina Research Authority. They do a lot of work, for example, on monitoring online trolls. They have a thing that's called the Spot the Troll quiz that they created where people can test their ability to spot online trolls and inauthentic social media accounts. And they also collaborate to fight online scams that target older adults. They've got a $5 million grant from NSF, the National Science Foundation, for doing that work. These are two really cool things that we're doing that are very research-oriented that put our students and our faculty above the norm across the country in terms of this kind of work. We also have an award-winning Tiger Student Media program that has five different clubs that are doing excellent work that we want to build and highlight going forward. One of those clubs is the Tiger, and that is our student newspaper, which wins multiple awards every year for what they're doing with their work. Another is Tiger Vision, which is our television broadcasting program, which is also connected with and being supported by WYFF4, which is the NBC affiliate in Greenwood. The third program I want to give a shout out to here because I'm very excited about what it can do and how we can make it grow it going forward is our Tiger Student Media. And Tiger Student Media is comprised of five different clubs. One is the Tiger, which is our student newspaper, which wins multiple awards every year for the work that they're doing. Another is Tiger Vision, which is our television broadcasting student program, which is also very exciting because we're going to try to expand our partnerships that already exist with WYFF4, which is the NBC affiliate news network in Greenville, which has a Clemson Hub Bureau right here on campus.
Deanna, sorry to interrupt to, but this is a really exciting opportunity for the community, for the students. And since that's a little bit of my background, I just wanted to ask, what do you see happening with that partnership? And how do you think that makes your department more competitive? Because as a journalist, I know that that is where we're headed, more partnerships, more opportunities for student exposure. What do you see happening? And what can you tell us from behind the scenes?
What I can tell you is that I've had some wonderful conversations since arriving here only 6 months ago with the news director, the general manager, the associate news director at WYFF about ways that we can do more with shadowing and internships and partnering, getting our students involved with WYFF while they're students here in our program so that they make a seamless transition into the world after graduating from Clemson. So I think that's a really positive thing. We also have some of our broadcasters from WYFF who serve as adjunct professors teaching our broadcast courses. For example, Nigel Robertson teaches a course for us, and he's one of the news anchors there. Some of those things are ways for our students to get a cutting-edge education beyond book learning, which is, of course, important, but actual hands-on experience working with working professionals in the field right now as we speak.
Absolutely.
Another program is WSBF, which is our Tiger student radio station, FM radio station. And we also have two magazines that come out semi-annually. One is The Chronicle, and another is The Pendulum. One of them focuses specifically on arts and literature, and the other is about international affairs. And so again, there's a broad spectrum of hands-on opportunities for our students to actually be doing the work that they want to be doing when they leave Clemson University so that they're getting a step ahead while they're here as students at Clemson.
Nianna, all of this sounds very exciting and extremely forward-thinking. I think that with your vision and all of your experience, Clemson is very, very lucky to have you. And I'm excited to hear about your future plans and how all of this continues to unfold. And again, thank you so much for making the time to speak with us this morning. And, you know, just good luck with everything and excited to keep following up with all of your projects.
Thank you so much, Katie. I'm glad to have done it.